Shalmi Trumo Stav Yud Beis. Top of the Mishnah. We discussed the first Mishnah in the Perek. They're talking the Sekta. It talks about the five different people that they should not take Truma, are not qualified to take Truma. If they do so, it's no good. And even the Evid is no good. But however, now the Mishnah tells you about a category of people who also shouldn't take, another five category of people who shouldn't take, but if they did, b'dievet would be good. If they took Truma, it would be good. What are the five categories? Elam, a person, a mute, a person who can't speak. A shikar, a drunk. Aram, a person who is unclothed, who is not dressed. Vasuma, a blind person, a balkari, who has explained what the difference between each one of these are. Halacha is Vasuma and a blind person, Valkari and a Valkari, Lay Truma can't be take Truma. If they did, Truma, it would be considered good. B'Evet would be considered good. We don't want these people to do it because people would take a light, people would Mavazid, it's something we want to be Kashiv and not to let these people do so because it would take away from the Kashivas of it. So and therefore Gemara's going to discuss each one separately. Elam can't make a bracha, the Urim because let's see the Rizdavar. Each one has a separate reason why. The Mishnah will explain why you shouldn't do it, but it would be good if you did it. And the Gemara's going to explain why can't we learn it together, why each one a separate case. Says the Gemara Mishnah Vaita, ain't don't know what they mean. You can't separate Truma by measuring weight and by counting. That you can't do. It's not accurate. And you can't do that. You have to be Truma. You have to be very careful how much Truma you're taking if you're separating carefully. So therefore, the case Mishnah said would be whether you can't bekufa you can't do it any of those normal ways of doing where you count your weight, where you buy something. You gotta separate the truma from that which is measured, that which is weighed, and that which is counted. That you can do. You can have them together and then separate that, but you can't have them you can't separate truma with this by this process. By weight or by counting, but you can go ahead and if you do it regularly, and then you could be joined together with those who are being mashlim. They go ahead and they separate truma from that which is measured and from that which is counted. You can't go ahead and separate truma from a basket or a box that we don't know what they are. Shamida, it's a certain measurement that we don't know. We don't know how much is in there. We don't know. So Gemara said that the. So therefore, in such a case, but you can go ahead and separate truma using a half of a third of them. Without using the whole thing, you can do a half or a third of the container that you're able to use. That's a din de rabbanan. But you can separate truma from using half or a third. But you can't separate truma from using half a volume of seder. Because half of it is considered a midah, half of it is considered a measurement that would be acceptable. So again, we don't want you to follow that measurement, to use it, separate truma in such a way. But even if it's not truma, we still ask you to go ahead and we want you to go and to be able to pick up and measure and to be able to go transact with these things and do it in a way where you'll be able to be koneh without violating the halakha of the Mishnah, that you can't go ahead and do so, take truma with weights, so you have to do it in a way where there's not an exact measurement, and therefore, even if it's a half or a third, you can't, but if it's a rough estimate of a measurement, then you could do that. Says that that's the way the Mar Fulda learns, we'll see in the Gemara later. So the Gemara, then we say, Allah has five people in the Mishnah, Allah has their also to take truma. Yes, some of them are disqualified because of brachos, because of their ability, aside brachos, and therefore they're already advanced. They already have some of them are disqualified because you can't separate truma from the best part, Manamufka, from the best part. You can't separate that, and therefore you don't want to separate from that, therefore you can't take truma. Mara says, Elam or Malkari, person who can't speak and the person who's deaf or Malkari, the halacha is you can't separate truma, make bracha, because they have to make a bracha, and they can't make a bracha in their state, in their, they can't do so, they can't make a bracha. So Gemara says, Hasuma the shikar, but a blind person and a drunken person, Gemara says, they are unable to go separate truma from the best, from the chumufkar, that you can't do. They can't separate it because they are not able to do it. They can't distinguish it. They can't see it. The shukr is not clear. You can't see clearly. The person who's a blind surely can't see. They see, can't see the quality, different quality of the produce that they're doing. And therefore, the Torah says you can't do it. You shouldn't separate. You should be mafish truma. Because you can't figure out, you can't see or you can't understand what is the best thing to do with it. So the Gemara Vaita. What about a shikam ayudar? Shalsi ayis bala. A person who drank wine should not daven shemen esrei. His bala b'dasu chunum. If he daven, then tefillah also is nothing. It's considered a tchina. It's just a supplement. It's considered nothing. In other words, that the you makayim the mitzvah, you finished the mitzvah of saying shemen esrei, but like you just said it, it didn't do anything properly. You didn't have the right kavana. So Gemara says therefore, the bala b'dasu dachnunim. Where it says again, Shibra Yisbala, the person, the drunken person should not give Davin Shemen Esrei. Mispala, also get Dufin. But if he Davin Shemen Esrei, then it's considered as, because Baruch looks at his prayers as a Gedufin, as a blasphemy, as a abomination, because he didn't do it properly. Shemen Esrei, he has a Chiyuv, and he didn't do his Chiyuv properly. He did it with Shikr while he's drunk. He couldn't Daven properly. That is considered a gedufin. That is considered someone who a blasphemy in the way he was disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the way that he davened. By the way that he davened. Says the Gemara Baita. Gemara says, we have a Zerush. What's considered the Motzei Shossi? What is considered the shear of a Shossi, a person who drank that shouldn't daven? It can't separate. Kol, or shouldn't daven. Kol, Shossi, Revias. He only drank a Revias is enough to be able to go ahead and consider, make a person drunk or high. And the meila, therefore, you drink that much, halacha is, it's no good, then you're pasul. Then you can't go ahead, and you can't, ayispala. If you just go ahead, whoever drank a revias, shikar, says shasa yosef, drunk a person, someone drank more than that. And when it says, talmud amri, we say in bavel, any person is drunk, cannot, and therefore, any yachol da'be, l'thay amelach, he's not able to speak in front of the king. So therefore, the punishment, it is, what you're doing is that you're taking a shita that is the outskirts. That is the halakha, you're talking about the halakha, but yeshisa v'sakur, that you go ahead and tell you such a case where you have a person who eats a revias, it's considered shasui, and therefore it would be considered a person drinking more than a revias. Anybody gets been the king. So when you're drunk, you can't speak. It's disrespectful going from the king. It goes off with your head. You can't go ahead and disrespectful. So you drink the amount that would not get your shikha. You'd be able to have a conversation with the person who's benching. Shikha Mayivari. Amalei. Even if the person's so drunk that he can't even see what's going on, he can't even speak properly, he still say the look of Bechel Hashem, he still say it. Why? Because what happened? There, he's only there because the look of the shikr, what you're supposed to do, I went in the car, I went over, and to see the status of the shikr. So when I said, but that, halakha is, you can't do anything. So you can't go, you're not able to speak in front of the king, therefore you shouldn't go ahead and daven. What about benching? What's the halakha about benching? Can he bench, if he's drunk, can he bench after the suda? Can he bench after the suda? So the Gemara says, of your Malay, you have to make after suda, he wants to bench. And halakha is, you have to go ahead. He says, since it's shaykh, maybe you don't have to have a thing, because it's a shikr, so it's pato. A Malay, he says, there's there, even if the person's so drunk that he can't even speak, halakha should say, because I'm as birachto. You ate, you did this, you can't, doesn't say anything else, but you're so drunk and you're so hungry, you're so full, that this, and now, there's a rachto, you want to beg, so you're afilma dumim. And if you go ahead and you don't say a word, the proper thing, you let them just do it, it should be sufficient, it should be good enough. Someone said, no, it's weak enough to my mouth, say, you could shema. But to my only, a shikr should not daven shema, should not say shema. We're not talking about anything else, all the other things that we talk about a person should do, or taking truma, or davening, or whatever. It's dafka, talking about saying krishma. So therefore we say, even though you're on a bench and you can go do shema, the look of shema is a much bigger highest than shemun esrei, or shema is a the dome of the shemun esrei, and therefore a shikr should not daven, because it's mevazeh, you won't be able to have kavana properly. Zok de Gemara, Amar Abayi Chad, Kosei Shol Eliyahu Zachal Tov, a person, a righteous person, once asked Eliyahu, who was membered, look good, Zachal Tov, he was membered for good. And Gemara says, he asked the Amayi Kishma, he asked, what's the halakha of an Ara? A person says, Ara, he's naked, he's not dressed, what's the halakha about saying Shema? So Amalei Eliyahu told him, Eliyahu B'chad Eves Ever, shouldn't reach today without any Eves Dava. Therefore, that's what it means. Ervas Dibur, or even Ervas Dibur should not. That's also even speaking inappropriately. So therefore, this is a halakha that talks about a person's responsibility, and a person is shikr, he has shame if he's shikr when he's saying Hashem's name. But the halakha is, the Torah gives us the thing. What's the shear? What is the shear that we talk about to determine when you're, how much of a shikr a person has to be? So Gemara says, A person should be, if he's not dressed, he should be able to go ahead and say benching, but between the first and the last bracha, between benching, the first and the first likrot levarik. That should be a case where a person's able to go ahead and make it usher to make the bracha. That you can do it only afterwards, only after the fact we say that it's usher to both Shema and to that. Now, one we're talking about, these are both, so to Gemara. You can't separate all because you can't say it's truma. So to Gemara, look, we have a steer mishnah. Oh, in the mishnah, that person goes ahead. So different ways of figuring out how much a person has to give ma'aser to. So to Meida Meshubach, a person that counts his units. You know, he's Meshubach. He's counting carefully to make sure that he's covered. A more than Meshubach, a person measures even more. His more is only better because even back even more. He's going back even further in the woods. He's getting a better picture. A shok Meshubach Meshalosh. Then a person who weighs his produce more than three is more praiseworthy than three of them. That because a person who goes and praises the measure, the person does it accurate properly, this is what it's supposed to be. It's more praiseworthy than three of them together. Because each breath that a person does is a proper way of doing it. And if we want to make it more than three of the other things, we should see, more than explain what the three means, it's considered all part of things that would talk about that meshubach that a person would go ahead and be able to take truma in such a situation. It's like the Gemara. You say you can do like the Tana Mishnah says you can't do that. That's his measurement. So what do you tell me? You can go and you praise the person. Ashok Meshubach Meshalosh. You praise someone who took the measurements. Just the opposite. We say not the opposite. It's a Tana Mishnah says it's usher to take measurements. So Shuma Levi, Kama Truma Gedola, Kama Truma Meiser. Nafkamina. One Shuma Gedola, one Truma Meiser. When is Truma Meiser? When is Truma Gedola? And Truma Meiser. What's the difference? Truma Gedola. We say that we assume that Truma Gedola, like the Mishnah says, is that's where we say where you can go ahead and you can be praiseworthy. You can take more. But in the Mishnah's talking about the case Truma's Meiser, and there's no praiseworthy. There's no, we don't say praiseworthy. And that it doesn't apply. So the Gemara, let's understand that, okay? He loves it, but I go, Melam, Elizabeth, and I said, May Ashay, and Tomalom, Mishkol, Mishkol, Midian. We know that you go, look, because you don't separate Truma to either any of these measurements, either Mishkol, Midian, Tomalom, or an extra blood for Turaskin. You should make it, reckon for yourself the thing, the Truma. What does that mean? Next job means estimate makshav atom. You should make the makshav atom to me the mishkal. Torah says b'dafke it should be the next shav l'chem trumaskim. Next shav is a lashon makshav. It means you should think about it. What do you mean you should think? I mean you should figure out how much it is, not measure it exact. You don't have to think about when you have mida mishkal minyan. You don't have to think about how much it is because it tells you exactly what it is. So therefore, that's what the pasuk means. Makashav next shav to ask him makshav. You should do b'truma with your makshav and not with a set aside measuring. Midah Mishkol Aminya. So the Gemara says, Matru Gdol Makshava, after Midwaza, Trumas Tol and Trumas Maiser are the same. We learn as the same limud, that both of them are make a cheshbin of Makshava, is the amount. We figure out how much it should be done. It's not exact science, it's not exact. We say both of them are separated, and we estimate how much it is, and that's what it means. Trumas Gdol is the same as Trumas Maiser. The Torah is giving us shiurim and detailed shiurim, but we don't do that. We pass the makshav, the simple amount that we go through, the simple thing of formula, whatever the estimation is, that's what it is. And that's good enough to go ahead, in our case of our Mishnah, to make it that you're right to go ahead and take truma. Just estimation enough should be considered a good. That's when a person gets praised. When he's saying, praise a person who doesn't have midah mishkal uminyan to go ahead and to take the measure of the truma. So at the Gemara, matimilin a Mishnah. Our Torah is midah mishkal money. You ought to go separate truma from which is already measured, that which is already weighed and which is already counted. Question, how are you allowed to do that? Mishnah says it clearly, it's usher. You can't even do that with mishkal uminyan, the three measurement ways of doing it. He says it's usher to do. So how could I go ahead and measure these things? I mean, the Mishnah had some money that they went ahead. They had they have an issue. They had a problem, and then they separated already from things that are being done. How are you allowed to do that? Teretz says, "Mara said, you see, you can separate it. Why should a Mishnah allowed to do this for this nature to separate things for no real purpose, no real meaning, no reason why it should do that?" I'm Rabbi Lezer, Bein Masnitsa. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. Modos of Tivlo, person can go measure his tevel. Well, Marcus has a peso and bring it to his house. Eventually, he truma mida. As long as he doesn't go ahead and separate the truma exactly through measuring, so how do you then? How do you measure it? How do you do it? Shokol material. You can weigh his hotel. But Marcus will talk about bringing it to your house. Eventually, he truma yishka. As long as you don't separate the truma through weighing, that you can do. You can weigh what's there. You just can't weigh the part that you're separating for truma. Mona said, "Don't do it." The person could count his tevel. So by bringing it to his house, as long as you don't go ahead and do it with a minion. So it's not the question of bringing it to your house or figuring out what the number is, how much it is, or how much you're being Torah on, that you could do. We're talking about only where a person is shokeles tivlo machisolos opeso. So that you can't do. You can't that you got to do, but you can't go ahead and separate through the act of waiting. That the Gemara says real tash now the pesukim, and you can't do it where your protection is machisolos opeso. Avatri to a minion. All you know to separate with truma with the minion, that would be sufficient for you to be able to go ahead and to take to consider the value of the truma and to make sure that the people who are doing the giving out of the truma have access to this and will be able to go ahead and continue the process of the avoda of that goes into the taking of tevel, taking of truma from tevel, and what to do with the tevel, and where do you do with it, and where do you do with it with all the other miracles that took place. I mentioned here as well as to what the responsibility is for a person to separate truma by counting and not going ahead and violating anybody else's mahalak, anybody else's shita, as to how one is supposed to separate the truma samaisa.